She led the way down a short metal staircase to a Durasteel deck grating suspended about a meter above the true floor, which was covered in some sort of dark membrane. Vistara was confused about its purpose until she noticed that the entire floor sloped toward a depression in the center of the room. Apparently, leaks and flooding were enough of a concern that a central drain had been installed. Ben stepped off the staircase and stopped at Vistara's side.
Vess, we need to follow orders. I'm sure they checked the place over.
I'm sure they tried,
Vistara said, starting toward a speeder-sized pump motor.
But something is definitely wrong here. Don't you feel it?
Ben fell quiet and began to look around, no doubt expanding his own force awareness into the dark recesses of the room. Finally, he shook his head.
No, I don't feel anything, he said. But that doesn't mean much one way or another. I'm sure most Sith know how to hide their force presences as well as we do.
That's not what I'm saying. It's just too calm.
Vistara let her sentence trail off as she finally realized what was missing.
Where are the droids?
Ben frowned.
Droids?
You can't walk 100 steps on Coruscant without running into a droid, she said. And you're telling me the Jedi didn't use any to run this place?
Ben's brow rose.
I see your point.
He glanced around again. The room was too packed with equipment to see all the way to the front, but that was where Gisela had told them his father was waiting.
Let's check with Dad anyway. Maybe there's something he forgot to tell us at the briefing.
You go ahead,
Vistara said.
I'm going to have a look around.
Ben caught her arm and started her toward the front of the room.
Vess, come on!
Catching the note of warning in his voice, Vistara allowed him to pull her along.
Why, Ben?
As she walked, she continued to reach out in the Force, searching for any hint of the sentry that had to be somewhere in the darkness spying on them.
So the rest of the team won't grow suspicious of me showing some initiative?
Because Jedi obey orders too,
Ben said, picking up the pace.
Especially in battle situations.
Vistara started to remind Ben that he had once urged her to think for herself, then felt the deck grating wobble beneath her foot. Normally, she would not have given the sensation a second thought, but her master, Lady Rhea, had taught her to pay attention to everything going into a fight, to remember that even the smallest detail could save her life. So Vistara dropped her gaze. She saw the weapons first, a pair of blasters and a trio of lightsabers, all partially hidden in the fold of a black robe or the crook of a dark elbow. The people holding the weapons were on their backs, resting two abreast with their faces wrapped in dark scarves. Their eyes were squeezed to mere slits to prevent the whites from showing, and they were remaining absolutely still to avoid attracting attention. Vistara glanced away, trying to act as though she hadn't seen the figures beneath the grating, but she had noted at least half a dozen in a mere glance, and there was no reason to believe that that was the entire force. The Jedi were walking into an ambush, and that could only mean the Sith had known they were coming. Vistara had no idea how her people had learned of the Jedi assault plan, but she did know who would be blamed for it, provided she was lucky enough to live that long. Sith were nothing if not first-rate assassins, and this ambush appeared to be a variation on the quiet return. When they expected a target to be alert and wary upon entering the killing zone, Sith assassins preferred to remain somewhere else until the victim relaxed, then return via a secret entrance to launch the attack. She was guessing that this group had come from the chamber below, through a hole cut a few hours earlier and hidden beneath the drainage membrane. Vistara continued to walk at Ben's side, trying to figure out how the ambush affected her. The Sith would be watching her more closely than any of the Jedi except Grandmaster Skywalker, so it would be impossible to disappear before the attack began. Besides, she needed the Jedi assault force intact to make her own plan work.